Rick Perry is not an official candidate in tomorrow's Iowa straw poll. It's considered the first big test of the Republican presidential contest. Last night, Iowans got a chance to watch the current candidates try to set themselves apart in the Fox TV debate. Today, NPR's Debbie Elliott sat down for coffee with a group of uncommitted Republicans to hear what they thought.
Baby Boomers Cafe is just a few blocks from the Iowa State Capitol in Des Moines and is considered a political hangout. The Obama family got hooked on the chunky chocolate chip cookies here during the 2008 campaign. Today, Republicans are digesting last night's debate ahead of Decision Day tomorrow.
At times, it seemed like it was a debate over who was running for president of Minnesota.
Des Moines banker Russ Cross wasn't impressed with the two Minnesotans campaigning hard to emerge from the pack, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann and former Governor Tim Pawlenty.
The banter back and forth between Bachmann and Pawlenty was too much. Way overdone, arguing about state-level issues and who was for what and who did what was a waste of time and no value.
I thought it felt petty.
Karen Novak-Swalwell is an executive recruiter in West Des Moines.
And that's not what I went to see. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see them talking about how they're going to solve the problems of the country, not rehashing their issues that they'd fought over before.
Swalwell says after the performance, she's dropped Bachmann from her shortlist and says Pawlenty's on the bubble. She and Russ Cross both believe Romney came off as the most presidential of the bunch. But Kelly Anderson, a marketing rep from Des Moines, says she was leaning toward Romney but found him a little too low-key last night, while others stood out.
It made me kind of wonder, wow, I don't really know who I'm going to vote for. Michelle Bachmann surprised me, and Herman Cain actually surprised me, too. And Mitt Romney surprised me in a way that I wish he would have been more involved. So it was kind of disappointing in a way.
Russ Cross was disappointed with the overall message. He says it could have been a 2007 debate.
We want to cut spending, and we're against raising taxes. Okay, that's nice. Everybody's saying that as a Republican. What makes you different?
But while no one at the table can single out with enthusiasm a clear frontrunner, that doesn't necessarily mean they're eager for a new face to jump into the fray. Brad Valstead runs a small business in Urbandale. He has mixed feelings about Governor Perry's plans to launch his candidacy from another state while the Iowa straw poll is underway.
Rick Perry, I like a lot of things about him, but I do think they should be here in the game. You don't sit out the game and just show up at the Super Bowl, I'm ready to play now.
But West Des Moines business consultant John Steinman says it may be time for the Republican Party to abandon its tradition of selecting a nominee based on their GOP pedigree and instead go for a candidate who's willing to storm the castle.
Do we want to go on the resume or do we want to go on the motivational abilities? I'm not convinced that debate's been settled.
That's an excellent point.
Small business owner Brad Valstead says there's time for that to settle out, and the first step comes tomorrow.
They've been running around. They've been hanging out at the coffee shops. They've been meeting at the Republican meetings. We've had them all go through the meetings, and they get up. We give them a chance to talk. We clap politely, almost without regard to what they say, and they go on to the next thing. Okay, that's nice, but now can they get their followers to drive up to Ames and vote for them? Can they actually turn people out?
For some candidates here in Iowa, tomorrow may be the last chance to answer that question. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Des Moines.